play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
From Dunlap High School, thanks for being with us for Galesburg High School boys basketball against Sterling. Steve Cheeseman, before the tip, how about three keys to this game here tonight?
For not a better word for this or phrase for this, we've got to keep the time period that we play poorly to a minimum. You know, when we play poorly, we play it in bunches, and we maximize the damage by turning it over, and that leads to points for their team. We've got to keep that down. We've got to also play our game here. They're going to play their game. We've got to force them to play our game. And again, a key is we've got to shoot. We didn't shoot very well down there. We're going to play against the zone some here tonight. We've got to be able to shoot the ball.
Sterling starts a starting five that includes 6'9 junior Aiden Shore and 6'6 senior Tyler Willman. The sharpshooter Sean Gingrich at 6'2. And then at the other guard spots, 6' junior Alec Duran and Micah Kendrick, a 6'1 senior. And they win the tip, and Kendrick will bring it across midcourt. A rematch of a game on December 29th, which Sterling won, but as Steve has already alluded to, so did Mike Reynolds in the pregame. Both teams would certainly argue they didn't play that well, and the Streaks really did not shoot very well.
And I thought a little bit, what we've got here is a box and one on Gingrich with Cornell on.
Gingrich didn't really have a really big game offensively against the Silver Streaks. He only had 4 points, but he can knock him down with the best of anybody. Up top, it's Duran. To the right side, Kendrick with it on the elbow, pulls it back up to the top of the arc. Fields will guard him there. Kendrick works around the screen, pulls up left high post, shot way too strong, rebound free on the floor, chased down by Gingrich. Streaks trying to tie him up. Fields does reach in, the held ball called, and the Streaks get it on the alternating possession.
And Nick does not give up on plays, able to get in there and get a held ball. And again, in that first possession, Sterling tentative, trying to identify how best to attack that. And I thought Coach Reynolds is a master of that, being able to come up with not necessarily a junk defense, but a defense that will keep the opponent off balance.
Cornell Dotson on the left side, they clear it out for him. Now when he attacks, it's closed off. So he leaves it off for Andrew Anderson. He pulls up at the high post and hits. And the Streaks score first.
Good ball movement, very patient, slow down on the offensive end, speed up on the defensive end.
On the right side, Duran with it just off the wing. Skips it left side over to Kendrick. Leaves it off for Gingrich. He's going to shoot a 25-footer and hits.
Yikes!
Almost a step back, but he shot it in rhythm, and he will shoot it and hit it from anywhere on the floor.
And a couple steps back from the three-point line.
Andrew cut off on the right side. Streaks pull it back out. Fields now to the left side, Cornell Dotson. Cornell puts the ball on the floor. He's coming off a couple of good games offensively.
Sterling and Mann right now.
Hodge, inlet pass to Carl on the left side, fakes, drives into the lane, skips it out to Dotson. Free throw line, up with the left hand, off the back iron. Rebound batted around, gets into the hands of Fields, out of control, runs into Kendrick, who draws the charge, and the Streaks give it up. First foul of the game on either team.
I liked how we kept the ball alive on the offensive glass. We're going to be more active and athletic. We've got to pursue the ball against their height here to have a chance on the glass. They have a size advantage.
Jacob Carl is going to have one of his best rebounding games of the season, and he's going to need a lot of help. Jacob had only 2 rebounds in the first game back in December. Again, he's going up against a front line of 6'9 and 6'6, along with Andrew Anderson to help out on the Silver Streaks. Right side jumper, swished by Aiden Shore. He's the 6'9 on the front line, and Sterling leads 5-2.
And he's a little bit of a wild card here, an athletic kid, 6'9, a lefty. He's got the potential to do some really big things.
Andrew across midcourt, way out high, gives it on the right sideline to Khalil Hodge. He had 4 three-pointers in the first half against IVC. Fields finds a way on the inside, gets tied up, shot blocked, rebounded by Aiden Shore. 5-2 Sterling. Warriors looking for more. Wearing the gold on the road here as the lower-seeded team at number 3. Silver Streaks are a 2 seed. Rock Falls is the top seed in the regional. They're 24-5 coming into tonight. They're playing at Stillman Valley. Kendrick dribbles to the left side. Up top it goes. Now to Gingrich. Gets around Cornell. Cut off. Stripped on the way up. And then Khalil Hodge gets held. And an intentional foul called. Gingrich reached out and just grabbed Hodge after the Streaks forced a turnover. And Marty Flaherty immediately signals intentional foul. And that's unusual to see it in that position. A lot of times you see it on a breakaway. But everybody was out in front of Khalil on the floor, heading up the floor. And that's what...
Don't see that call, that foul called at all in that type of situation.
And the first free throw up and in by Khalil. And the Streaks are going to get the ball back as well. 5-3, Galesburg down 2. Wow.
And Gingrich out of the ball game already.
2.5 minutes, 2 minutes 40 seconds into the ball game. And Khalil knocks down 2 free throws. Good to see Galesburg hit the first 2 of the game. That's been an issue here late in the season. None more so than it was at Moline.
And foul shots, foul shooting is going to be very big in what we think will be a very close game. They're going to pick us up here man-to-man.
Dotson in the backcourt along with Fields. Trap waiting, short of half court. Hesitation dribble gets it across. Cornell stops inside the arc. Now Jacob Carl up top with the dribble. Left side over to Anderson on the wing. Fakes, now steps, dribbles strike left through the lane. Pulls up high post, air ball. Ball flat on the floor, rebounded by Aiden Shore, his second rebound of the game. 5-4 Sterling. Warriors with the ball. Kendrick across midcourt. They've got plenty of other options offensively, even with Gingrich out of the game. 4:40 to go here in the opening quarter. Duran up top, dribbling left to right at the top of the arc. Now Kendrick with it on the wing.
Kendrick staying in our box and one.
Kendrick scored 14, around a screen, drives left, leaves it off into the corner for Duran. Now back to Kendrick on the baseline. Carl covers him up, and Kendrick forces it up and in from the low blocks.
Good
anyway.
Patience there, a little shot fake, and score the ball against the much bigger Carl inside.
7-4 Sterling. Approaching the midpoint of this opening quarter of the 3A regional title at Dunlap. It was 12-10 in the Dunlap game for Sterling on Wednesday night. Tight here early as well. Carl on the outside. Hesitation drive. Dishes it over. Khalil has his three blocked by Duran. Saves it on the sideline. Falling out of bounds. Saves it to Jacob. Carl skips it right side over to Dotson. And the Streaks pull it back out. And they'll have another opportunity at it. Anderson to the left side, Fields around a screen, cut off on the baseline, now drives, dumps it off, and throws it away to Kendrick. Second Galesburg turnover. Driving into the front court, Kendrick looks over the floor, drives, high up in the left hand and fouled. He's got a chance at a three-point play.
And they've made their last 4 shots from the field here, Brad. And when they get in the open floor off that turnover, then that gives them an advantage.
9-4 Sterling, first foul of the game on Cornell Dotson.
And Jalen McCants off the bench very early here. Going to substitute in for Jacob Carl.
McCants did not play in the game against Sterling down at Taylorville. Kendrick finishes off the three-point play. He's got 5, and Sterling leads 10-4. They keep the full-court man press on, and now backing up into the backcourt, or into the front court, rather, is Isaiah Ryan guarding against Nick Fields. Dotson on the left side with it now, dribbling right toward the top of the arc. Trying to shake off Kendrick. Kendrick reaches in, pokes it away. Dives onto the floor for the steal. Third Galesburg turnover. Kendrick with it now up the far side of the court. Working his way toward the left wing. Dribbling right to the free throw line. Leaves it off for Duran. Misses a three-pointer. Rebound on the floor. Deflects out to Nick Fields. Second rebound of the game for Nick. Duran did not score in the first game against Galesburg. He took only 2 shots. Here's Andrew with a drive down the left side. Lost the handle on the way up. That's because Sterling got in and reached and knocked it loose. Out of bounds, back to Galesburg. 3 minutes to go, opening quarter. Streaks down 6 here in the early going. Fields to inbound right of the backboard. Looking left. Now finds Jalen underneath and contact on the way up. Tyler Willman with the block and the rebound. No foul called. Sterling gets back the other direction and a charge called as Duran goes down the lane. Khalil got back. Drew the offensive foul, and Sterling gives it right back.
Excellent position by Khalil. He anticipated that drive to the basket there and got himself set and picked up the charge.
Khalil
Big play draws, defensively.
Khalil draws the charge about as well as anybody for the Silver Streaks.
He anticipates. He sees the next play coming, And that's what you need to do if you're going to draw charges.
Third Sterling turnover, second team foul on the Warriors. Here's McCants down the lane trying to go around Duran and then misses the shot. Rebounded by Cornell up and in with a left hand and a foul. Cornell in the rebound all in one motion went up with the shot getting pushed down and he's got a chance to pull the streaks within
and
three.
Fans, I have no idea how Cornell made that
no
shot.
No clue.
He was being hugged at the same time he was going up, and he just flipped it with his left hand, and it went down.
Eric Price into the game for the Silver Streaks. Cornell's free throw good, and the Streaks pull within three now at 10-7. 2:40 to go first
quarter.
Cornell
can make plays, no doubt about it.
Across midcourt, Kendrick. Gingrich is going to check back in for Sterling at the next dead ball. Also into the game, Marquez Williams. Kendrick lets the three fly and hits it, and he's got eight in the first quarter, and they get the six-point lead right back at 13-7.
He has been big here in this first period.
Hodge, Dotson, McCants, Price for the Silver Streaks along with Andrew Anderson. Eric up top, Streaks with a freshman and a sophomore on the floor in the regional championship. Now Andrew with it up top. Dribbling with the right hand, trying to go around his man. Inside the arc, throws it behind Jalen, who wasn't ready for it, and it goes behind McCants out of bounds.
Those are the unforced turnovers, Brad, that we can't afford to have here tonight.
And a 30-second timeout called by the Silver Streaks with 2:01 to play, down 13-7. Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Dunlap tonight, as they have done all season long for football and girls and boys basketball. We've got that 2017 Nissan Rogue, rather,
yeah,
from the other night.
You know, and it's a beautiful car. It's got everything on it. It rides beautifully. We've had each road trip just a fantastic car, and that warranty that you described that they have, the unique warranty, is just something else.
That's the lifetime limited powertrain warranty that covers everything on the powertrain, the engine, the transmission, the drivetrain assembly, the transfer case, the all-wheel drive assembly. It's at no extra cost to you when you purchase a new vehicle at Galesburg Nissan or any used vehicle under 80,000 miles and less than 5 years old. Check them out. Galesburg Nissan, just in front of the Sandberg Mall in Galesburg. Under two to go, first quarter, Streaks down six, Sterling with the ball. On the left side, this is Isaiah Ryan with it. Dribbles all the way back out to the right side of the midcourt. Now Nyrell Sullivan trying to go around Price. Caught on the baseline. Throws it all the way back toward half court, and Ryan chases it down. Now dribbles up toward the top of the arc, trying to shake his man. Bounces it right side to Sullivan. Now a trap on the wing. Good feed. Reversal.
Good find there.
And a layup up and in by Marquez Williams.
That's some find by Shores. There's his vision. Stayed with it.
And a hand check foul called on Nyrell Sullivan, guarding Cornell Dotson on the inbound. Cornell was trying to break free to be an open receiver on the inbounds, and that'll be the third foul of the game on Sterling. 1:24 to go, first quarter, Galesburg down eight. Price to inbound with Anderson, Dotson, McCants, and Hodge. Hodge is waiting in the front court down by the Streaks basket. Price will bring it across midcourt, which will allow Hodge and Dotson to roam along the outside. Now Price all the way around his man, down to the baseline, but then misses the shot. Jalen with a rebound. Offensive putback gets fouled.
Big rebound there by Jalen there. A nice drive by Eric. He just couldn't get it to go. And again, Jalen right there. And that's something that we have a chance. Again, as I say, we're athletic. We can pursue the ball, be the first jumper to the ball. And Jalen was there. Now's a chance to pick up two.
Foul on Marquez Williams, his first. And the first free throw by McCants off the mark. First miss by the Silver Streaks at the line in this game. Tyler Willman at 6'6 back in, replacing Shore at 6'9.
And we see a lot of that same substitution pattern where players come out for significant time, especially their key players, but they've won 12 in a row, so it's hard to be critical of it.
Minute 11 to go. Streaks down eight. Second free throw for McCants coming. Jalen on the season, 62% from the line. Second free throw up and off the back iron. Rebound deflected to Price. Pump fakes, reversal with a left hand miss. Another offensive rebound. Now a scramble for it on the floor, and the tie-up will send it back to Sterling.
Again, the opportunity for us to get to the glass, and we did a good job there again. We're quicker, we're better jumpers, and if we pursue the ball, have a nose for the ball, we can, against their size advantage, really have an advantage on the offensive glass and get second chance opportunities.
Final minute of quarter number one, 15-7 Sterling. Warriors with the ball. Kendrick will bring it across midcourt. He's got Ryan on the floor, as well as Willman, Gingrich, and Marquez Williams. On the left side, this is Ryan with it. Isaiah Ryan, a 5'11 junior. It's a senior-dominated team, but they've got lots of junior contributions on this team as well. Again, they're winners of 12 straight.
They're going to be content to play for one shot here. We're going to stay in our box and one here, and they're going to go for one with an 8-point lead here at 15-7.
Now Price comes all the way out to at least get close to Kendrick to force him to at least start moving with the ball, down to 25 seconds to go. On the left sideline, this is Ryan with it, dribbling left to right, now pulls up and pulls it back out. Possessions can really become important in this game, so the Streaks at least want to force the defensive issue here. Kendrick around his man, drives all the way, lost a handle on it, poked out of bounds by the Silver Streaks, 10 seconds to go.
In that danger of that box and one, you sometimes get lax and don't take away the dribble drive.
Kendrick looking, now gets it up top onto the wing to Ryan. Dribble, step back, free throw line, right-handed shot, swishes it.
Big shot there to get separation.
Down to 4 seconds to go. Price from three-quarter court throws it over the backboard. That's the end of the first quarter. And Sterling leads by 10, 17-7. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Introducing McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and...
A weekend getaway with the husband and kids?
No. But the $1-$2-$3 menu could help you save for one.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With Grandma, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Concrete is one of the most expensive and imperative parts of any building project. Whether you're laying the foundation for your dream home or putting in a decorative concrete patio, Courtright Construction of Oneida is the best in the business. So give them a call. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Calling all super fans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More. Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook.
I'm Will Stevenson. What is spinal muscular atrophy? We'll talk about it with a Galesburg mom whose daughter has it Monday night at 5 during Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.
3A regional championship at Dunlap. One quarter gone. Galesburg down 10. Sterling on top, 17-7. Warriors shot the lights out. In shades of December 29th, the Streaks did not shoot well in the first quarter. Here's Jalen McCants driving in right side, avoids the contact, and slides around Willman for a bank shot from the right side.
And we attack there. That's a good attack to the rim by Jalen.
17-9, Galesburg down 8. Kendrick with it, curling around to the left side. Jalen cuts him off, and Kendrick has to pull it all the way back out.
Kendrick been very impressive here early.
Willman, Gingrich, Ryan, and Marquez Williams. No substitutions for Sterling at the quarter break. Jacob Carl back in for the Silver Streaks. And Cornell Dotson trying to fight around a screen. Gets called for a hand check foul. He got tied up with his man, and he ended up falling into Gingrich. So that's a second foul on Cornell.
And we've got to watch that closely because he's one of the few guys, if not the only guy, that can run this box and one on Gingrich here. And he has two fouls. We don't want him to pick up a third one here.
Willman on the outside of the arc. Here's Kendrick trying to go around. McCants takes it all the way to the baseline. Missed it. Rebound batted around. Carl had a hand on it. Knocked out of his hands to Cornell Dotson. Cornell sees an opening. Drives down the lane in a big Euro step. And a foul called on Sterling as he got tangled up in the lane. And Cornell was moving to the basket. Are they going to get him credit for being in the act of shooting?
I'm not sure they're going to have it on the floor out of bounds.
I think that's the right call.
And I was concerned there that and he had great control that he'd pick up his third on a charge.
How about this, though? Second foul on Sean Gingrich. So the sharpshooter for Sterling goes back to the bench, picked up an intentional foul in the first quarter and sat for a few minutes. Now goes to the bench at 7:03 to go in the half with his second foul. Andrew cut off on the baseline. Turn around, too strong with a right-handed hook. McCants goes down really hard, going for the rebound, and he is still down, and the official stopped the play. Streaks ended up controlling the rebound. They're going to call the foul on Isaiah Ryan.
And I'm hoping he didn't fall on his elbow.
We could feel that one up here, and he is holding his left side. He's got his right hand on his left side. And also holding his left arm up in the air. And he's still down, and Mike Reynolds is over there along with the trainer on site here as the rest of the teams come over to huddle up with their coaches. 17-9 is the Sterling lead. Just under 7 minutes to go in this first half. We saw Jalen go up for the rebound, and all of a sudden I looked down, and his body was parallel to the floor.
It was parallel and off the floor.
About 6 feet off
long ways off the floor. So he was certainly going to fall in an awkward kind of way. And he's getting up, and I like that, and he's not holding either one of his. I think he just shook up and came down on his side, as you said, Brad, and it looks like he just shook up a little bit there out of that. An awkward fall, to say the least.
Yeah, he's walking. Now he takes his right hand over and feels his left side a little bit, and he's moving his left arm as if to kind of loosen something up. So due to the injury, he comes out. And 17 fouls on Sterling now. This is an opportunity for the Silver Streaks to really take advantage here. Just under 7 minutes to go in the half and already shooting free throws. Andrew to the line, got fouled on that offensive rebound, but he missed it. And the rebound,
and again,
Price,
another rebound.
For, and he gets it and kicks it out and throws it away. Duran came up for the interception. Five Galesburg turnovers. Eric just kind of tossed it out there, sort of having a general feeling that somebody was there. And Duran came in from the backcourt. Now Price reaches in, knocks one loose. Andrew with a lead pass to Eric, and then lobs to the reversal, and he overthrows Andrew. And now Sterling gets it back. Dotson with a steal. Bounce pass to Andrew up and in. It's helter-skelter right now, but the Streaks have cut it to 6 at 17-11. Left side, Kendrick. Stops in the left corner. Dribbles it back out along the arc. Streaks have scored the first 4 of the second quarter. 6:15 to play in this first half. Now whistle away from the ball, and a foul called against Duran. No, they call it against Tyler Willman. First
inside,
and another Sterling turnover.
Trying to get position, and he pushed off there. And we've got them back on their heels a little bit here. Got to take advantage of it.
Foul in the offensive half court, though. Streaks don't get advantage of free throws on the 8th team foul. Price will inbound with Dotson, Carl, Andrew Anderson, and Khalil Hodge waiting in the front court. Eric across midcourt loses the ball between the legs with a dribble. And now an offensive foul. I can kind of see that one coming. Isaiah Ryan squared himself up.
He couldn't cross over and get to his right. He kept trying to go left and pushed off finally.
So a little lean in on by Eric Price out high, right and out in front of everybody. So Nick Fields comes back in. So 6 minutes to go in the half. Silver Streaks down 6, but they missed a couple of opportunities here early second quarter. Sterling with the ball, looking for its first points of the second quarter, stolen away by Andrew. A live ball turnover at the high post and a right-handed jam. Takes it all the way coast to coast, and the Streaks are within 4 on the 6th Sterling turnover. Kendrick across midcourt. Fields will pick him up there. Streaks crowd is energized a little bit here, and the defense trying to rise to the occasion. Up top, this is Duran with it. Leaves it left side over to Willman. Goes down low, baseline into the hands of Shore. Trying to go around Andrew, lost it on the way up. Chases it down into the corner, down low to Wellman up and in. Got free around his man. Nobody was there to help out on the weak side, and it's 19-13
and
Sterling.
Good poise there by Sterling in the half court. We had him stopped, it looked like.
Andrew in the lane, free throw line, trying to lean in. Shovels it up off the back rim. Rebound, Aiden Shore. Andrew really forced that one up, just trying to create a shot.
Trying to make so much happen.
5 minutes to go for the half. Streaks down 6. Sterling back on offense. Kendrick, left side of the volleyball line, trying to go around Fields, and a hand check foul called on Nick on the floor out high, and that's the second foul on Fields. 5 team fouls on Galesburg, so 2 on Fields, 2 on Dotson, and 1 on Price. No fouls on any of the Streaks' big men here early with 5 minutes to go in the half.
And Brad, Kendrick is going to be a real key here as we continue to try to take Gingrich out of the ball game here, and he was very, very good in the first period, and he's been quiet here in this second period.
Yeah, Gingrich again on the bench with 2 fouls. He picked up his second one not quite a minute into the second quarter. He did knock down his first shot of the game, a 3-pointer. Now here's a 3 on the way and off the back iron. Weak side rebound underneath Kendrick. Blocked from behind by Andrew out of bounds. They'll get another crack at it. Kendrick came in, flying in from the left side off of the miss by Duran. And the Streaks go for a substitution. Gingrich is going to come back in as Field sits down. Price back into the game, and Duran will sit down. I got to believe this is Ryan Vasquez thinking that he can take advantage with Fields out of the game, getting Gingrich back in with those 2 fouls. Up top, Kendrick working to the right side of the arc, now trying to help with some screens, dribbles to the left side. He's going to pull it back out. Under 4.5 to go, first half, Streaks down 6. Galesburg had a 2-0 lead early. Sterling took a 3-2 lead. Now a drive in from the right side, but Ryan missed it. He shook his man out on the outside, drove it all the way in, then he missed the layup, and the loose ball rebound out of bounds back to Galesburg.
Yeah, he beat him clearly on the dribble on the right side to the basket and just failed to make the layup.
Nyrell Sullivan back into the game for Sterling as Ryan sits down. 4:17 to go for the half. Streaks down six with the ball. Dotson, Price, Andrew Anderson in the backcourt. Carl and Hodge in the front court. Price will bring it across midcourt. The freshman against the senior defensively. Here's Cornell on the left side. Dribbles up top. Here's Khalil. He's been quiet. His shot blocked again, but a foul called this time as Duran came out. And a three-shot opportunity at the free throw line for Khalil off the second foul on Alec Duran.
And Duran fouling the jump shooter, especially the three-point shooter, just a bozo no in terms of defensive execution.
Khalil knocks down the first one. All of his points from the free throw line. Hit 4 3-pointers in the first half in the win over IVC Tuesday. Then all 8 of his second half points were from the free throw line. It's not very often you see, by and large, a pure jump shooter like Khalil Hodge get so many points from the free throw line like he's done in the second in the win over IVC and now in the first half here tonight. He knocks down the second one with a third one coming. Streaks down 4 halfway through the second quarter. Khalil made them all.
All 3, and that's a difficult thing to do.
19-16. Cuts the lead in half.
Nyfield's getting some energy here.
Streaks have outscored Sterling 9-2 here in the second quarter, and they turn it over on the other end. Price guarding Kendrick. 7 turnovers by the Golden Warriors, and I detect some frustration on their part.
Yeah, this box and one has really, really bottled them up here, and they're tentative offensively right now.
Khalil puts the ball on the floor, trying to go around Duran to the baseline. Airballs it, though. Weak side rebound to Kendrick. He's got 2 boards in the game. Driving it into the front court, Kendrick stops short of the free throw line, now at the top of the arc. Price all over him, soft pass stolen away by Anderson. Bounces behind him to Price. Eric into the front court. Kendrick goes for a steal and chases it down as Andrew dives on the floor trying to get it back. Senior really took the freshman to school defensively there with the steal.
He really did. Picked his pocket in a hurry, saw that he was going to come hard there and couldn't change directions.
3:15 to go for the half. And another bounce pass through the hands on the far side of Shore. And 9 turnovers on Sterling, 6 in this second quarter alone.
And they look very, very confused offensively. We bottled them up in terms of our ability to guard them here with that box and one.
Well, that's 3 straight turnovers.
They're
right
tentative.
There. And 2 of them just careless. Took their eye off the ball. Andrew leaves it off for Carl on the outside. Now Jacob gives to Price. Fakes a 3. Steps to the left. Covered up there. Skip pass right side to Carl. Back up top to Eric. Puts the ball on the floor. Lost the ball behind him. Trying to get too fancy with it. Stolen away by Kendrick. Dribbles into a double team. Through a double team.
And I'm concerned there. It's going to be the third on Cornell.
Third foul on Cornell Dotson. Price and Dotson getting back, trying to go for the steal. And that's 3 on Cornell now with 2:49 to go for the half. And this is good to see for the Streaks. Jalen McCants coming back into the ball game along with Field. So McCants replaces Price. And Dotson is out most likely for the final 2:49 with Fields in for him with 3 fouls. And Gingrich comes back into the game for Sterling with those 2 fouls. They've also got Nyrell Sullivan off the bench, Isaiah Ryan, and Alec Duran all with 2 fouls.
And all of those are definitely a factor right now at this point in the ballgame.
Across midcourt is Ryan. Gives it left side to the big man, Willman. Now into the hands of Shore. Willman more of a football kind of big. Shore is more height big at 6'9".
And a basketball player, more skilled.
Yep. But Willman has good footwork.
Good passer.
And good hands, too. He's got it now at the top of the arc. Bounces it to the left side. Leaning in, might have got away with a push-off, and it cleared up Alec Duran enough to get the shot off of the right hand.
And he posted up inside with that height advantage and was able to score with his back to the basket.
That's what Mike Reynolds is saying right now. Yeah. He did it because of the push-off. Now Jalen drives into the lane. His defender slips down. Rebound tip won't go, and Shore with a rebound. Streaks got a couple good looks at it, but just couldn't finish it off. And back comes Sterling, leading by 5, looking for more with under 2 minutes to go in the first half. Ryan to the left side. Carl comes out to guard him. Now McCants gets back on him after getting free off the screen. To the left side, Duran with it. He works around the screen, runs into contact, puts the ball up. They're going to count it.
Tough.
Looks like continuation, but he's going to get a chance at a 3-point play. And the foul on Jacob Carl, his first.
Tough break for the Streaks there. And Coach Reynolds is asking that as well, that question. That foul occurred before the shot went off.
7-point Sterling lead. Galesburg got it to within 3. Now they've scored 4 in a row, looking for 5. with Alec Duran at the free throw line.
And I should say before the process of the shot going off. 60, on the floor.
60% on the season is Alec Duran, and he's got five in the quarter as he knocks it down. Back to an eight-point Sterling lead at 24-16. Ryan out. Kendrick after a brief breather. Back in for Sterling. And Gingrich sits down as well. Nyrell Sullivan back in. They keep the two big kids on the floor, Shore and Willman. For the Streaks, it's Andrew Anderson, McCants, Hodge, Carl, and Fields. To the right side, Nick on the wing. Dribbling left up top to Andrew, trying to go left. Pulls up, 17-footer, swish.
Tough shot there. Andrew able to execute it.
Andrew is six in the quarter, eight for the game. Galesburg down, 24-18. Kendrick up top of the volleyball line. Looking back at his coach, Fields tries to come in and pick his pocket, and Kendrick almost lost it to the left side. He was looking back at his coach like he was trying to figure out what offense he was supposed to run, and Nick almost had the steal. On the right side, Willman, bounce pass in the lane, Durant. Fakes the pass out, down to the low blocks, pump fakes on the head and shoulder fake, gets fouled.
Hanel Khalil's upset with himself there. He didn't wall him up with his hands up and sort of let him get out of jail free there, because he was in deep trouble there and threw that one up, desperation, and got the foul call.
Duran right back to the line where he made his last free throw to finish off the three-point play, the last trip down the floor. First one up and off the mark here. 5 points in the quarter and for the game for Alec Duran. Again, he did not score in the first game against Galesburg back at the end of December. Put up only two shots in that game, both of those in the second half. But he's been big here in the first half offensively and defensively as well, as he's bottled up Khalil Hodge. Knocks down the second free throw. 7-point lead for Sterling at 25-18. And they'll put the full court press back on here.
And Marquez Williams is in the ballgame here to guard Andrew Anderson. He's in the ballgame for the first time.
McCants around the screen. Takes it all the way down from the right side to the basket. The shot won't go down, but he gets fouled. I'm going to call that one on Aiden Shore. They do his first. And that's Jalen's dribbling ability. In fact, Mike Reynolds said in the pregame he's probably the best player on the floor as a sophomore, just in terms of pure basketball skills, and he showed it there, taking it from the high post on the other end, dribbling it
all the way
to
the basket, yep. Past three defenders, and playing through the contact.
Got to make the free throws here. First one off the mark. And that one was off to the right. That
yep.
wasn't even straight on.
A little bit of a wish shot there. And he's got to set it and get the good angle and keep his hand underneath the ball here. He's got it on the side a little bit here.
Again, the injury he suffered earlier appeared to be on his left side. You would think that would not affect him in his free throw shooting as a right-hander. 52 seconds to go. Streaks down 7, first half. McCants eyes the second one, and it's off the back iron. Rebound deflected. Jalen chases it down, forces it up, got blocked, gets it again in the lane. Triple team, kicks it out to Carl at the free throw line. Jacob drives with a jump stop. Left-hand hook, missed it, and the rebound batted out to Gingrich. Now the Streaks trying to double-team him. Gingrich using his backside to clear away some space and finally passes it away.
And again, we are really, really controlling the offensive glass. We've just got to convert.
Down 7 with 26 seconds to go in the half. Kendrick trying to work some screens around. Price fights through them at the free throw line. Slips still with a dribble. Gets it to the baseline. Willman puts up the shot and a timeout called by Ryan Vasquez. And he saves himself what may have been a shooting turnover for Sterling, putting up a shot with 17 seconds to go in the half. And I didn't follow it because I knew they were calling timeout. I don't know if it went down or not.
No, it did not. And I don't know whether they lost the presence of mind of how much time was left on the clock. They looked confused there.
They
and
did.
It was a little bit of a nervous type of shot there. In other words, a hot potato kind of thing that they thought the clock was expiring.
So the Silver Streaks down 7. Other than being up 2-0, they have trailed this entire game.
Had to work uphill, haven't we?
And Sterling trying to get to a 9-point lead, maybe 10 here, depending on what the possession is. Their biggest lead was 10 at the end of the first quarter, and they're trying to restore that lead here right before halftime.
And they look like they've set something here.
Kendrick will inbound from the right of the backboard. They get it to Wellman, who goes right to the basket, lost it on the way up, and the Streaks reached in and knocked it. Again, I'm surprised they're attacking the basket. 15
yeah.
seconds to go.
He must have just felt like he had a layup there. Now they're going to run a circle play here.
Kendrick tosses it out high to the volleyball line to Durant. 13 seconds to go. To the top of the arc. Hesitation dribble down the right side. Scoops it up and in. Streaks have 9 seconds to go. Down 9. 27.
They got a hustle.
18.
Jalen, you got to get to the rim here, maybe.
4 seconds to go. Across midcourt. Jalen to the free throw line. Turnaround jumper, high post.
Oh,
rattles
in
and out.
In and out.
So the Streaks go to the locker room down 9, 27-18. Sterling, after watching their lead dwindle down to 3, they outscored the Silver Streaks 8-2 the rest of the half and lead it by 9, 27-18 going to the locker room. We'll take a timeout, come back, take a look at that first half statistics, talk things over with the coaching staff. We'll check some scores from around the state as well, including at the state girls basketball tournament where Peoria Richwoods was playing. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Introducing McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and
a weekend getaway with the husband and kids.
No, but the $1, $2, $3 menu could help you save for one,
especially if we leave the kids at home
with grandma, of course.
Oh yeah,
build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper. But now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth.
My AC better work this year.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for spring air conditioner servicing to make sure yours works all season long. In Galesburg, call 342-5820. McConnell Heating and Cooling. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime at the Class 3A Regional Championship here at Dunlap, and Sterling with a 9-point lead over the Silver Streaks, 27-18. Steve Cheesman, I don't like it. I feel like the Silver Streaks, well, certainly didn't play their best in that first half, but... Sterling had the Streaks in foul, had 17 fouls with 7 minutes to go in the first half. Silver Streaks, by and large, didn't really take advantage of it at the free throw line.
That's the key. I felt like that we didn't take advantage of it. We had them, not necessarily on the ropes, but we had them on their heels for a period of time there in that second period, and we couldn't cut the lead. And then they gathered momentum back and were able to go on, you know, extend that lead again back to 9 after us closing within 3. So I thought it was a half of missed opportunities.
Yeah.
On the offensive glass, too, we couldn't convert. We out-rebounded them. We turned it over a little bit carelessly. And, again, a dreadful shooting night like we talked about so far. But, again, all that can change. We're in the ball game here. We've just got to shore those things up and get back to things. I think that's the message Coach is talking about here. We let some opportunities get away. We did not play our best half. We can make these adjustments and get right back in the game. But again, I think you and I were talking, we can't get right back in the game in one possession.
Right.
We're hurrying things sometimes in terms of panicking and feel like that we've got to make a bigger play or a bigger shot and just, again, let the game come to us in that regard, and it'll be fine.
Because defensively, I felt like we really did some nice things and really frustrated them at times.
Really frustrated them. Got, you know, a little lax on some dribble drives, but our box and one on Gingrich and our ability to confuse them and leave them a little tentative and unsure of what they wanted to do, outstanding defensively.
Let's take a look at our first half statistics as they have been all season long, brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Let's start off with the team numbers, Steve.
Yeah, for us, we were 6 out of 22, and again, that's what we talked about, a very poor shooting half at 27%. And we got, I thought we were pressured and didn't get a lot of good first chance or first opportunity shots in the possession, but we got to the glass and just couldn't convert those second chance opportunities. We were 0 out of 2 from the beyond the three-point line. And again, the three ball did not really come to us a lot there, but we've got to be able to penetrate and find that man off of the help to knock down the three. They, on the other hand, shot the lights out of it. They didn't shoot as much, but they converted. 11 out of 16 with a lot of inside short shots around the bucket for 68%, and they were 2 out of 4 beyond the arc at 50%. We out-rebounded them. Again, a lot of that, those second-chance opportunities on the offensive end. And again, turnover-wise, we both had 9. But again, we forced 6 in that second period and just couldn't take advantage to really gain some momentum and go on a run.
Hard to win a regional championship when your opponents, or well, you know, like Mike Reynolds probably say, when you're allowing your opponents to shoot better than 60% from the field.
Yes, absolutely.
Free throw shooting, Sterling 3 out of 4. Silver Streaks, again, as we talked about a moment ago, really didn't take advantage of what they could have done there, just 6 out of 11. Take a break, come back, we'll talk things over with the coaching staff and get a check on scores from around the area as state basketball is underway on the girls' side, and here we are in regional and sectional play on the boys' side as well. Galesburg down 9 at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with a mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
Can you remember the last time you had a great night's sleep? How you felt the next morning? More energized. More alive. Feel the difference of deeper sleep daily with the new Tomorrow mattress. Designed by the world's leading sleep experts at Serta Simmons Bedding and delivered right to your door. Visit tomorrowsleep.com and use promo code SAVE for $125 off through this Friday only. Transform your tomorrow.
The official WGIL forecast for the rest of tonight. Clear skies, a low of 28. Sunshine for tomorrow, a high of 52. Clear skies for tomorrow night, a low of 31. Mostly sunny on Sunday, a high of 56. Becoming cloudy Sunday night with rain likely, a low of 40. And cloudy skies for Monday with rain likely as well, with a high of 51. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 43 at WGIL.
Been on Radio Watch number 614, a Cub Cadet log splitter from Berkey's Farm Store.
The bidding begins Saturday morning, March 17th on WGIL.
Silver Streaks trail at halftime here in the 3A regional championship at Dunlap. Sterling on top, 27-18. Individual scoring in the first half, Alec Duran and Micah Kendrick each had 8 to lead Sterling. Sean Gingrich with 3. Tyler Willman, Aiden Shore, Marquez Williams, and Isaiah Ryan all had 2. For the Silver Streaks, Andrew Anderson led the Streaks in scoring with 8. Khalil Hodge had 5, all from the free throw line. Cornell Dotson, 3, but he picked up 3 first half fouls. And Jalen McCants had 2, but Jalen really struggled from the field as he was attacked quite a bit, finished 1 out of 8 and 0 for 4 from the free throw line. Let's go down courtside. Steve Cheeseman is with Ryan Hart.
Back here at halftime here of this regional championship game at Dunlap High School. We're down by 9. Coach, what's the message here as we start the second half?
Well, we just got to keep coming out and fighting. We need to move the ball a little bit better after we pass it. We're going to try to get some basket cuts here so we can get some open driving lanes to the rim. But we got to move offensively way better.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go get them. Good luck.
Thanks, as always, to Ryan Hart joining us here at halftime with the Silver Streaks trailing by 9. Let's take a look at our halftime scoreboard, brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it at the girls' 3A state tournament today. I don't think Silver Streaks fans will be too surprised that a Richwoods team that knocked out Morton advanced to the state championship tomorrow by virtue of a 38-34 win over Glenbard South. The second game of the day, though, in 3A, not so close. Nazareth Academy with a 58-25 win over Brees Central. The 4A game is, that one has started. And actually, it looks like it's a final there. Lombard Montini knocked off Edwardsville 37-30. So Edwardsville, which knocked out Rock Island for the fourth straight year, loses in the state semifinals. Meanwhile, on the boys' side in Class 3A, Rockford Lutheran was a winner, a team that the Silver Streaks played at their own Thanksgiving tournament earlier this season. They're in action tonight against Rockford Boylan, and Lutheran leads that one at halftime 34-24. Moline is playing at Danville in Class 4A. He's trying to find a score on that one. And is this going to give it to me right here? Looks like... No, I don't see it. Quincy with a 19-17 lead over Alton at halftime down in that game. Well, here's the Danville score. They lead Moline at the half, 25-24. Sterling with the ball to start off the third quarter.
First 3 minutes are always important. These are going to be really important here.
Kendrick backs his way in on Cornell Dotson playing with those three fouls. Cornell took him man-to-man, and Kendrick ended up missing the shot. Streaks with a rebound. Jacob Carl dishes it out to Cornell. Up top to Andrew. To the right side, McCants drives to the free throw line, kicks it over to the left side to Cornell Dotson. Cornell with a crossover dribble, lost the handle on it, chases it down to the far sideline. Cornell around his man, leaves it behind him to McCants, shoots a three off the back iron, rebound. Anderson fought off the man underneath and then fouled going around him underneath and back along the baseline. And with a little scoop shot from under the backboard, he's going to go to the line shooting two on the foul by Aiden Shore, his second.
And we again continue to get offensive rebounds. Here again, we've got to convert the free throws. Again, much more athletic on the offensive glass.
Andrew's free throw up and in. He leads the Streaks in scoring with nine. Nine of the 19. Galesburg down eight as we start the third quarter, 7-16. We're just underway in the second half. Andrew takes his time. Second one in and out. And Shore locks onto the rebound that time. No one's going to come in and steal it away from him on that possession. Into the front court, Duran up the near side below us in front of the Sterling bench. Skip pass to the right side. Here's Gingrich with it now, trying to shake Anderson on the outside. Can't do so, so he passes it away to Duran up top. Now on the outside, Willman. Looking baseline to Gingrich, who comes all the way back out to the wing. Around a screen, Anderson shoots through it. And they kick it back out to Shore up top. Shore to the left side. McCants trying to reach in. Now a bounce pass. Saved by Jacob Carl. Into the hands of Khalil Hodge. Stripped it away from the big man Shore down low. And the Streaks come away with a steal. And a soft pass over the head of Carl. Gingrich with the steal and the layup. Jacob let it go. He thought somebody was behind him. And it turned out to be Gingrich who came up for the live ball turnout and the runout. 10-point Sterling lead. McCants in the lane. Kicks it out to Andrew. Drives baseline, skips it back out of the bounce pass to Cornell. Feeds it left side to McCants. Skip pass right side to Andrew. In the corner, pulls it back out. Around a Carl screen. Shoots an 18-footer and hits. Andrew's having a good game offensively. He's in double figures with 11.
We've got to continue to be aggressive to the rim and on the offensive end. These first couple of possessions we have been.
Shore trying to go around McCants. Fakes right, goes left, up with a left-hand shot, missed it. Carl had a hand on the rebound, has to save it off the hands of Willman. He dives onto the floor, bats it out to the midcourt line, and picked up off by Sterling.
Call over and back there.
No, they called a timeout. Sterling called a timeout as the deflection went out to half court, and Duran's body went over the half court line, and he had the ball, and Ryan Vasquez for Sterling immediately called a 30-second timeout.
Oh, that's a tough one there, yes. You know, and again, that's the rules that they're playing by today in terms of being able to call timeouts. But it just seems like that it is giving somebody an unfair advantage when they're able to get that timeout and it's a judgment call. But benefit of the doubt or the break there goes to Sterling on that loose ball where they've got control and were able to call timeout on that scrum.
So after a near turnover by Sterling, they end up winning the 50-50 battle. And inbounded at half court, they go backdoor into the right side, and the layup missed. Alec Duran went in hard from the right side, but he just couldn't finish it off. Jalen McCants with a rebound. Jalen has it now on the left side, trying to find an opening in the lane. Goes right, crossover left, and a scoop shot in from the left side.
He's got to continue to go to the glass. Uses athleticism and quickness against his defender by getting to the rim.
Streaks down six. 5.5 minutes to go, third quarter, 29-23 Sterling. Warriors with the ball. Durant around a Willman screen. Passes it right side to Gingrich, trying to back his way in on Andrew. Reaching around, poking it away. McCants, outlet pass to Cornell. Layup, left hand, good. Streaks within four, 29-25.
And we want to make this a full court game. Get them on the run here.
11th Sterling turnover leads to a Streaks transition basket. Give McCants credit for the steal. He's on Shore now. Shore passes it back out on the lob to Kendrick. Kendrick looks to the coaching staff. He's guarded by Cornell Dotson. Up the left side in front of us, down below and against Sterling bench. Here's Durant with a crossover dribble, driving into the lane, and a hand check foul called against the Silver Streaks. You going to get Hodge on that one? They do,
yes.
And that's Khalil's second.
And I like the decision Coach Reynolds has made personnel-wise to move Andrew Anderson on Gingrich here. With his size and athleticism, his ability to guard him, really, really a big factor here.
And Andrew has no fouls.
Dotson
has three. Hodge and Fields each have two. But Nick did not start the second half. On the inbound, Kendrick out high to Durant. He had an unexpected 8 points for Sterling in the first half. He's got it now on the dribble, trying to work around a screen. Hesitation drive down low. Missed the shot. Just came up short on the shot on the left side. Outlet pass from Carl to Cornell, and he misses the run-out layup. And the ball batted out of bounds. Last touch by Anderson.
Again, I like us here running and getting up the floor and getting numbers. Again, our ability to get up the floor and beat them back is giving us an opportunity to score much, much more easily.
Streaks still trail by four, under 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. A ton of time to play in this
game.
Like
where we are here in this.
Streaks have better energy so far in the third quarter. Playing tough defense on Sterling that's missed a couple of contested layups. On the outside, this is Ryan. Inlet pass to Kendrick, trying to free up around Cornell with the up and under, and finally ducks up underneath and gets it up and in.
Good strong move inside there, using his body, the bigger body, against Cornell, and Cornell didn't want to pick up his fourth.
He's double-teamed now on the far sideline. Mike Reynolds has to call a quick 30-second timeout. Cornell was trapped.
Going to go with a full one now.
I'm not sure anybody else realized it, so Reynolds calls a timeout. Halfway through quarter number three, Streaks down six. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM, 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Thoughts and prayers are for the families and those who are trying to heal. It's not the solution.
The Glenn Beck Program, weekday mornings at 9 on WGIL.
Midway through the third quarter at Rock Island, the host Rocks lead Normal West 29-24. So good night so far for the Western Big Six, but here Galesburg trails by six, and the Streaks turn it over. Jumper, left side, and an air ball underneath. Cornell Dotson runs underneath with the rebound after the Isaiah Ryan miss, and the attack at the other end by Jacob Carl for the basket.
Again, running, getting numbers, and getting layups.
After the 11th turnover, the Streaks recover, down four now, 31-27. 3:35 to go in the third quarter. Durant with it on the left elbow. Crossover dribble, can't shake Hodge, gets it up top too short. Trying to go back door. Now Ryan with it now. Out high, inside the free throw line. Streaks backed off him. He missed the jumper. Kendrick goes up high for the rebound. Stripped on the way up. And a reach-in foul called. If that's on Cornell, that's his fourth. And it is against Dotson. So he's going to have to go to the bench. Just trying to make something happen.
And Kendrick is doing a really fine job inside. Very smart player. And he's been the real best player on the floor here tonight for Sterling.
The lefty puts it up, but he misses the free throw. I think that's been an issue for him this season, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it's just 54% on the season.
54% on the season.
Second team foul on Galesburg in the second half, but again, the fourth on Cornell Dotson. Aiden Shore for Sterling is going to the bench with a cut. And so Nyrell Sullivan's going to come back in. He missed them both. And Jalen McCants gets up high for his sixth rebound. Price into the game for the Streaks. Skips it left side over to Andrew. Then he lost the ball on the floor. He just dribbled it off his leg. Turnover to Sterling. Dribble on the right side. Durant checks behind him, drives in, and gets it up with the left hand.
And again, that live ball turnover.
Careless one, too.
It leads to a layup on the other end.
Durant with 12 to lead Sterling. It's 33-26 Warriors. Eric nearly fell down. Got away with a travel with it, maybe. Passes it away to Jalen. Drives, dumps it off through the hands of Jacob Carl. A low pass. Jacob didn't really have a chance at that one. And the Streaks turn it over three times now since the four-minute timeout.
And again, as you were talking at halftime, Brad, we get to be in a hurry trying to make too much to happen to try to get almost being over-aggressive and get to turning the ball over, and we get into spurts and runs of that, and it really puts us behind the eight ball.
Irel Sullivan. Now Price steals it away, tries a crossover dribble. Eric going one-on-two, lays it up and in. Streaks within four. Live ball turnover by Sterling, and the Streaks make him pay. For Eric, that's his first basket
nice
of the game.
Nice play there. Nice play, defensive play by Eric.
Under 2.5 to go, third quarter. That's going to get Kendrick right back into the game for Sterling. No true ball handler out there right now. Here's Sullivan on the right side. Spins into McCants, and Jalen blocked him. And then rebounds it, coming off it with his seventh rebound of the game. Streaks down four. Jalen gets knocked to the floor. Lost the handle on the ball, trying to recover it, and turns it right back over again. 14 turnovers on the Streaks, 5 in this third quarter with 2 minutes to play. In the midcourt circle, Ryan slows it down for Sterling. Willman comes out for it on the wing. Twice, the Streaks have had an opportunity to get within two, maybe one here, and they've turned it over. On the right side, Marquez Williams back into the game. He gets it in to Durant. Step back and stuffed by the Silver Streaks. Carl comes up with it. Another opportunity for the Streaks. Khalil drives, and he's fouled on the way to the basket. Khalil went down hard. I think he's all right. Streaks help him up.
Yes, he's fine. I, again, love our aggressiveness to the rim here. We've got to continue that.
First or third foul on Alec Durant, first of the half on him. Second team foul on Sterling in the third quarter. Khalil back to the line. All of his points from the free throw line in this game, and he knocks down another one. 33-30, Gelsberg within three. Minute 37. Third quarter. Kendrick and 6'9 Aiden Shore back in for Sterling as Williams and Duran sit down. Duran picking up his third foul. Khalil knocks them off down again.
And again, in a one-possession game now for the first time.
33-31, Gelsberg has outscored Sterling 13-6 in this third quarter. Warriors with the ball. Shore bounce pass to the left side. Willman nearly stole it away by Hotch. Now they get it out, and Shore short arms a shot from the high post, but Willman saves it and then turns it over with a steal by Eric Price on the lob out high. Price bounce pass into the open floor. McCants gets to it. Now a bad pass by Jalen and stolen back away by Kendrick. That possession just looked like a turnover waiting to happen.
It was waiting to happen. It just was a matter of when.
So Sterling with the ball, up two, under a minute to go, third quarter. Kendrick with a hesitation drive around Nick Fields, gets the shot and the foul, and Kendrick looked determined to get to the basket and get back to a two-possession lead as the third foul on Nick Fields gives him a chance at an and one.
And he
four
was able
in the quarter, 12 for the game.
Nearly bullied himself right to the rim there, and again, used his body beautifully to score the layup and now have a chance to make the free throw to make it a three-point play.
So the Streaks want to go big here. Field sits down with his third foul, and back in Jacob Carl. So Carl, McCants, and Anderson on the floor with Hodge and Price. Again, Cornell Dotson out for the Streaks with four fouls. Kendrick makes the free throw this time. Five in the quarter, 13 for the game for the senior, Micah Kendrick. And Gingrich will sit down for the final 55 seconds of the third quarter. And a five-point Sterling lead. Warriors put on a little full-court press. McCants will bring it up across midcourt against a three-quarter court trap. Scoops it over to Jacob. Wasn't ready for it and stolen away. And Sterling comes out with it by Isaiah Ryan. 16 Gelsberg turnovers, and they find wide open down low Marquez Williams for the layup. 38-31, Mike Reynolds calls timeout.
And again, the unforced turnovers here just absolutely a dagger in our ability to get over the hump.
With 38 seconds to go, Mike Reynolds calls a 30-second timeout, and he immediately goes for Jalen McCants, and this is one-on-one coaching right here.
And absolutely, he's brilliant at it. And again, taking this young sophomore and telling him he needs him and get himself here together because we got a lot of ball game to go, and he can make a difference in this game. And that's a great, great move there by Mike Reynolds in terms of taking Jalen aside here and getting his mind and his emotions back in the game and not allowing him to get down on himself.
Yeah, I didn't see what happened. I don't know if he got caught up on a screen and then just kind of gave up on the play, but Marquez Williams was wide open under the basket. So 37 seconds to go, third quarter, streaks down 7. Price will bring it across midcourt. Ryan picks him up.
Big possession
there.
Here.
Hodge down low, finds Andrew. Pump fakes under the basket, step back, missed the shot. Rebound tipped out to Eric Price in the left corner. Pulls it back out with 22 seconds to go. Good battle by the Silver Streaks to keep that one alive. Now McCants with it on the right elbow, up top to Price. Left side to Jacob Carl. Now Andrew with
big
it up
possession.
Top of the arc, tries to go right side, pulls up high post, rattles around, falls off, rebound fought for. Jacob Carl gets it, put back over the basket and into the hands of Tyler Shore, and that's the end of the third quarter. Aiden Shore, rather, and Sterling takes a 7-point lead into the fourth quarter after the Silver Streaks pulled within 2, and then Sterling scored the last 5 of the third quarter. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
You open that drive-thru bag to find nuggets you didn't order. Whose nuggets are these? Nobody knows. A smile spreads across your face. You don't even like nuggets, but you do like free things. We all do. I'm James Muth, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota. We understand the beauty of free things. From 4 piddly pieces of fake chicken to something big like free alignment check, free tire repair, and free diagnostics. And those freebies are what we offer every day for anyone. So come get your freebies.
At the all-new Galesburg Toyota on Facebook and at GalesburgToyota.com.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Galesburg with the ball to start the fourth quarter, down 38-31 in this Class 3A regional championship. McCants, skip pass right side to Hodge in the corner, trying to work around a Jacob Carl screen, gets it up top to Andrew Anderson. Now back to Khalil, quick three, up and in!
A big one there.
First of the game for the Silver Streaks. Khalil knocks it down to cut the deficit to 4.
And the time is now.
38-34. Hodge, all of his previous 7 points were at the free throw line. He's in double figures with 10. Isaiah Ryan on the right side feeds it down low to Kendrick. Going one-on-one against Cornell. Pushes off, missed the shot, and Jalen McCants with his 9th rebound to lead the Silver Streaks. Galesburg down 4 with the ball. Jalen finds an opening in the lane. Dishes, baseline, Carl off the mark. Rebound tipped up and in by Jalen McCants, who's got 10 rebounds in the game now. Streaks within 2.
And our fans on their feet here.
38-36. Under 7 to go in the fourth quarter. Ryan on the dribble right side looks over to the Sterling bench. Kendrick, Willman, Shore, and Williams in the game. Hand off to Kendrick, guarded by McCants. Now the double team. Kendrick going one-on-one against Cornell. Around him, into the lane, stripped, gets it back, puts it up with the left hand, missed it. Andrew Anderson with a weak side rebound. Streaks trying to tie it up. Andrew down the lane, avoids contact, gets fouled. He'll shoot 2 free throws.
Again, Streaks continue to be aggressive, getting to the rim, playing with energy and an attack kind of mode here. And again, we've got the Golden Warriors back on their heels.
Tyler Willman with the foul, his 2nd. Andrew Anderson at the free throw line, shooting 2, trying to tie the game. Streaks have trailed this entire game since falling behind 3-2 in the first quarter, and the first free throw rattles around and falls off. Galesburg 9 of 15 at the free throw line prior to that miss. Sterling 4 of 7 at the line as a team. Down 2, 6:27 to go in the game. 38-36. Second free throw up and rattles through. Score right now almost identical to what it was in the final down at Taylorville. Streaks down 1, 38-37. They score the first 6 here in the fourth quarter. Gingrich on the right side, guarded by Anderson. Backs up to the sideline, gives it up to Willman up top. Carl backing off of him by 12 feet. To the left side, Shore has to chase down the dribble into the corner. Now on the wing, lobs it back up top to Kendrick. Guarded by Cornell. Cornell goes under the screen. Kendrick goes left of the wing. 6 minutes to go in the game. Sterling with the ball and a one-point lead. Bounce pass to the right side, Ryan. Hodge backs off of him defensively. Gives it up top to Willman. Bounce pass into the lane, Kendrick. Again, they go back to Kendrick, trying to go one-on-one to Cornell, but he pulls it back out. Isaiah Ryan with it on the left wing. Down low. Willman gets around Jacob Carl. Off balance, up with the right hand, and finds it in the basket.
They were very patient that time. Did a good job of running their offense and getting the shot ultimately that they wanted there.
Streaks have to show patience now in the half court, down three with 5.5 minutes to go. Jalen dribbles the ball off his knee. Carl gets to it. A scramble for it. Still a scramble for it. And a held ball is going to send it back to Sterling. Just careless with the ball again. We've seen several of these turnovers. Uncatchable passes. Soft passes just with really no direction toward a player. And here's another one, just dribbling it off the knee, and the 17th Galesburg turnover, 8 here in the second half.
Yeah, just again, real sloppy ball handling, whether it's dribbling the ball or, again, as you said, passes that are not on the mark, passes that are just flipped out there, or telegraph passes. Again, they've been really inopportune here tonight in terms of at the times that they've occurred. They're always inopportune, but especially here tonight.
40-37. Sterling, 5:21 to go, fourth quarter. Ryan in the backcourt, streaks back off into the front court to play half-court defense there as Hodge picks up Ryan across midcourt. Riding him on his hip, passes it away to Kendrick. Kendrick with it down below us on the front end of the Sterling bench. Approaching the five-minute mark of the game. Sterling trying to add to a three-point lead here after the streaks pulled within one.
Carl and Willman are going at it inside. That's
around a screen. Gingrich pulls up inside the top of the arc. He's got 7-4 in the second half. Sterling back on top by 5.
And he's going to have to be a factor here if Sterling's going to win this ball game. Their leading scorer has been shut out.
Driving in from the right side. Scoops it off balance and in.
Great move by Khalil. He's certainly given it everything he has here tonight.
Making a play for the Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. 5 here in the fourth quarter. 7 for the half and 12 for the game. Here's Ryan driving, and then Hodge reaches around from the backside trying to bat it away, and he picks up his third foul.
And a good effort there of trying to get a tip ball from behind there, and he just didn't get it, that's all.
Just the fourth team foul on the streaks. Sterling has to inbound. It'll be Ryan who comes over, Isaiah Ryan, the 5'11 junior. Hodge will face guard him on the inbound on the front end of the Sterling bench. 4.5 minutes to play in the game. 3-point Sterling lead. Kendrick trying to get free, so it's Willman who comes out high for it. The volleyball line gives right back to Ryan. Mike Reynolds tells Hodge, get out there and get on him. Force him to do something with it. Ryan dribbles to the right side of the volleyball line, now works his way back to the middle. Soft bounce pass, but Sterling recovers. Kendrick got to it first after Carl nearly stole it away. Now Kendrick backs up into the near corner. Driving on Cornell, gets around him, around a screen, down to the baseline. Soft pass, and a bounce pass stolen away by Andrew Anderson. Jalen McCants with it now into the front court. Driving, right side, got hit along the way. He skidded his foot, but no foul was called, and he missed the shot. Aiden Shore with a rebound.
A lot of contact there.
There was.
And nothing got called.
3:45 to go in the game. Ryan around the screen.
In fact, a lot of contact here
right now.
Yeah, right
there with Khalil Hodge. He goes right at Jacob Carl with more contact, but Ryan took it all the way to the basket and got the shot to drop. It's 44-39 Sterling. Warriors call timeout with 3:38 to go in the game, leading Galesburg by 5. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM, 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
My AC better work this year.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for spring air conditioner servicing to make sure yours works all season long. In Galesburg, call 342-5820. McConnell Heating and Cooling. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Delivered your email inbox every morning. The WGIL Morning Brief with local news headlines, sports, and weather. And it's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
3:38 left in the fourth quarter. Silver Streaks trailing Sterling, 44-39. Steve, what's got to happen here for the Streaks down the rest of the stretch here?
We've got to continue, I think, Brad, being aggressive to the basket, yet being under control. We've got to continue to hit the glass, and we've got to
on the defensive end, continue to try to bottle them up, force them outside where they want to go, just pressure the basketball here, and I believe we can get a win here.
Streaks haven't substituted hardly at all here in the second half. McCants, Anderson, Carl, Hodge, and Dotson. 3.5 minutes to go. Gillsburg with the ball down five.
Trying to get Jalen to the rim.
Around a screen. Reverses back behind him. Anderson up top for three! Streaks within two. 44-42.
And Andrew's been very, very good offensively here in the second half.
7.5, 15 for the game for Andrew Anderson. Gillsburg down 44-42. 3:10 to go fourth quarter. Ryan up top. Hodge goes underneath the screen, passes it right side to Willman. The baseline is open as Sterling tries to pull the Streaks out away from the basket. Ryan around to Willman's screen. Hesitation to the corner, pulls it back out. They're going to show a lot of patience here. Try to find the shot they want, force Gillsburg to chase. Neither team anywhere near the bonus right now with 2:45
to play. And
that's
a key factor here. You can take chances here to try to get some steals with some fouls to give.
Ryan dribbling a lot, pulls it all the way back out, now gives it away to Alec Durant. Up the far sideline, trying to go around Jalen. Down low, up and under with
a shot. Big move there. Big move there. A little reverse. Great body control and scored a big basket there to make it a two-possession game again.
He's been huge for Sterling offensively. Alec Duran scoreless back on December 29th against the Streaks. 14 here tonight. 2:20 to go in the game. Streaks down four. Andrew on the right side. Skips it back behind him too hot. Khalil finds an opening. Gets the basket and a foul. Down the middle of the lane with a three-point opportunity.
And Khalil just tremendous again to the rim. Little teardrop. Off balance. Scored it and has a chance here to get a three-point play.
Fourth foul on Alec Duran. Khalil with 7 in the quarter. 46-44. Gingrich back in for Sterling as Alec Duran will sit down. Khalil Hodge, 5 in the first half, all from the free throw line. 9 in the second half, including 7 in this quarter. And he makes it, and the Streaks are back within 1. 46-45.
And are going to have some momentum here. Try to get a stop here. Our fans are on their feet.
Final 2 minutes of the fourth quarter. Ryan on the dribble out high. He's been exclusively the Sterling point guard here in the fourth quarter. We're under 2 minutes to go in the game now.
Pressure on the defensive end.
To the left side of the lane, Ryan cut off. He tried to feed it back behind him to Kendrick. Now he does. Guarded by Dotson, playing with four fouls. Willman sets a screen. There's the defensive switch. Kendrick to the left block. Over the basket, missed it. Rebound, fought for. Andrew has it. His fourth rebound of the game. Into the front court, Hodge. Streaks have numbers. Cornell to Kalai for three. Off the back iron. Carl with a rebound. Put back over the basket. Rebound, Jacob. Up. Off the back iron. Fought for again. Willman has it with a minute 25 to go. Streaks got three cracks at it, and Sterling still with a lead. And the fourth team foul on Gillsburg, fifth team foul, and Sterling will have to take it the length of the court.
And again, we've continued to crash the glass. We just can't get that second chance opportunity to fall. And Khalil got a great look there, and then again, we hammered the backboard and just couldn't get it to go.
Fields back in. Carl sits down. Carl's winded, as we said. Streaks have not
just
substituted
battling
much at all.
Jacob
here
just battling on the offensive glass, or doing everything he has.
His second foul. 5 team fouls on the Streaks. 46-45. Sterling, a minute 20 to go.
See if we can get a turnover here, or certainly force them to take a bad shot.
Hodge thinking about a steal on Ryan in the backcourt. Now Isaiah Ryan gets it across up the middle of the court. To the right side, it goes to Alec Duran with a left-hand dribble, backs up down to a minute 10 to go with the Streaks down
fouls
one.
No issue still.
5 team fouls on the Streaks, 4 on Sterling. Ryan on the dribble along the volleyball line, moving left to right. Stops between the circles, picks up his dribble. Duran comes out high for it. We're under a minute to go in the game. Duran swings the ball down low. Fields hangs with him, backs it all the way up near midcourt, and a timeout called by Sterling. Ryan Vasquez calls a full timeout with 51.6 seconds to go in the game. Our thanks again to Gillsburg Nissan for providing our transportation throughout the football season, the girls and boys basketball season. Once again, Steve and I traveling in a 2017 Nissan Rogue, and we remind you again about that excellent pre-owned certified and lifetime powertrain warranty, unlimited time, unlimited mileage, no additional cost on the vehicle price. It goes for all new vehicles and all used vehicles of under 80,000 miles and less than 5 years old. Ask about the limited lifetime powertrain warranty. That's an additional terrific add-on at Gillsburg Nissan next to the Sandberg Mall. 52.7 seconds to go here. Gillsburg down one. Sterling with the ball coming out of a full timeout. And with one foul to give before putting Sterling at the line, how long do you wait here, Steve, before you may want to go to that strategy?
And I think you're talking different scenarios here in the huddle of what you need to do here. You can't wait a great deal of time, but you do have time here to, again, continue to put pressure on them, force them into a turnover. If you can force them into a turnover, you can have a live ball turnover, and I think you want to get to the rim here. The inbounds pass here is going to be very, very important. This is what high school basketball is all about here.
Been a fantastic regional championship. Still 52 seconds to go. Sterling with the ball in a one-point lead. They've led the entire game since taking a 3-2 lead early. On the inbounds into the backcourt. Fields with a steal. Layup good.
Big Straight layup by Nick.
With their first lead of the game. 46-46.
You can see it coming. Nick anticipates beautifully.
15
now we
turnovers.
Get a stop.
Down to 37 seconds to go. Kendrick out high, trying to go around McCants. And Kendrick just dribbles right into Jalen McCants. Gets fouled. First of the game on Jalen. And the 16 foul on Galesbury with 33.7 seconds to go. Cornell Dotson back into the game.
A defensive substitution here with Cornell into the ball game here. He can make something happen. Again, a big inbounds play. We got a turnover on the last one.
And the Streaks quickly want to get to a timeout, and now Ryan Vasquez calls timeout. Streaks were trying to get Jacob Carl to the scoreboard, and a full timeout by Sterling now. And if my numbers are right, that's their last one, Steve, and that could be huge here trying to get the inbound.
Absolutely huge here. And again, with all the different scenarios here that you could use a timeout to talk about some things, you're out of that, and that makes a big, big difference here. Again, I think we want to be very, very aggressive here on them, and again, force them to try to be aggressive.
Moline leading Danville, 52-48 with 11 seconds to go. Rock Island leading Normal West, 57-45 late in the ball game there. And now Galesburg has taken a 47-46 lead on a Nick Fields turnover, a steal rather, and taking it in for the layup. Certainly a day's out-of-body crunch time play of the game candidate. Jacob Carl does get substituted in during the timeout, so it's Carl, Dotson, McCants, Anderson, and Hodge for the Silver Streaks. Isaiah Ryan will inbound for Sterling halfway along the baseline between the backboard and the corner. Spins the ball in his hand, looking, gets it up top, finally on the inbound to Duran out high. 30 seconds to go. Duran trying to cross over on McCants, trying to work around him. The help comes over. They kick it out for three. Off the mark. Rebound, batted out, and another crack at it. Ryan down low to Kendrick for the layup. 19 seconds to go. And the Streaks call timeout. With 18.7 seconds, down one now, 48-47, and a chance for the final shot and the victory. Boy, the outlet. Sterling has been out-rebounded by the Silver Streaks all night long. But the huge offensive rebound on the tip-out kept it alive, and Kendrick got the basket, and now the Streaks call timeout.
And that scramble allows you to find somebody if you use good vision, and they found him underneath. Again, we have plenty of time here. I know that we're drawing up something that will have a couple of options, but I know what it'll also have in it, an aggressive move to the rim here. We've been very good with that all night. That plays to our strength. It allows us also get to the offensive glass here and get a second chance opportunity.
Streaks have been attacking the basket throughout this second half. From three-point range, they are 2 out of 4. Anderson and Hodge, each with their only 2 3-pointers of the night. But again, the Silver Streaks have shot only 6 3-pointers all night. They don't need one here. The mentality all night long has been attack the basket. With 19 seconds to go, Eric Price will inbound. Streaks have to take it the length of the court with Hodge, McCants, Dotson, and Andrew Anderson. Sterling with three players at the top of their arc, the inbound. Hodge comes back for it. Now Price will bring it across midcourt. A freshman bringing it across midcourt with a regional championship on the line. The trap comes. He overthrows Anderson, who chases it down. Andrew on the dribble.
Another
and a timeout.
Yeah, things were getting a little bit dicey there with that exchange out there 40 feet from the basket, so we had to get a timeout here. And again, drawing up something here that will allow us, again, a move to the rim
with an opportunity to dump off and then crash the glass here.
How quickly do you shoot? 7.8 seconds to go. Streaks now have no timeouts remaining. And how quickly do you shoot? How much time do you want to leave on the clock in the event of an offensive rebound possibility?
Well, you're looking between, I would say, 1 to 1.5 seconds to try to get that a tip in here or at least a quick stick back. I think you're going to set up something here, Brad, where there's going to be some type of screen, ball screen, and allow that ball screen to free up the dribbler to get to the rim there or to dump it off here for a shot. And it'll be a quick hitter here. Again, that aggressiveness that you and I have talked about here will certainly be the mindset coming out of the timeout.
7.8 seconds remaining. 48-47. Sterling.
Inbound here across the from the scores table in the front court. Andrew Anderson going to inbound the ball. He may get the ball back here, or they'll get Andrew the basket, or excuse me, they'll get Jalen the ball here and see if he can get to the rim here. You're going to run screens here with our three guards down at the baseline.
Andrew on the far side. Skips it, looking. Now gets it through the hands of McCants, and Sterling steals it away. Price gets in, knocks it out of bounds right down below us in front of the Sterling bench. We're shielded by the players as one of the officials got knocked into the crowd, and Sterling is going to hang on to it with 4.6 seconds remaining, and now the Streaks are going to have to steal. Foul. The Streaks with a very careless turnover on the inbounds, and with 4.6 seconds left, Galesburg is going to have to use its seventh team foul very, very quickly to put Sterling at the line.
Go for steal. Tylen Parks, a great defensive in the ball game, defender in the ball game. He'll be on the ball. Got to try to anticipate here on this pass in. See if we can get a steal.
Can't see. I think it's Ryan down below us. Gets it into Kendrick, and Dotson has to foul him immediately. A second and a half goes off the clock. 3 seconds remaining. And they're going to put Micah Kendrick at the line. And if you're the Silver Streaks, that's the guy you want there. Because, again, as we mentioned earlier, on the season, just under 54%. But Cornell Dotson is fouled out of the game. Possibly his last game as a senior for the Silver Streaks, depending on how these final 3 seconds transpire. Sterling leading 48-47. Fields in to replace him. Remember, the Streaks with no timeouts remaining. So if Kendrick misses the free throw, Galesburg has to get at the length of the court with 3 seconds to go. Kendrick at the line, the football star for Sterling. The left-hander takes his time, eyes it, and it's in and out. Rebound, Jalen. He's going to have to heave it from half court with one hand, and it's way off the mark. And the Silver Streaks fall in a devastating disappointment finish, coming all the way back to take a lead late, and they end up losing it 48-47 in the regional championship here at Dunlap.
Yep, absolutely.
What a fantastic ball game.
Tremendous ball game, tremendous high school ball game. Just a heartbreaker here. Shame here. You say that's an old cliche, but a shame one of these teams had to lose here tonight because they left it all out on the floor here, and we worked uphill all night long, got over the hump here, and with that great steal, we couldn't finish the and seal the deal here tonight.
Streaks with 18 turnovers in the game. But it was the last one that cost them the most.
And we talked a lot about that, you know, if we had an Achilles heel or a weakness, it was our inability sometimes to take care of the basketball and make unforced turnovers, and that pass there did it to us.
48-47, the final. Sterling wins its 13th consecutive game, and they move on to the sectional at LaSalle Peru next week against the winner of Manuel and Morton. Galesburg ends the season 22-11. Post-game show when we come back from Dunlap on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull. And now in Galesburg, too. By Kratty Insurance Agency. Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. And by MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Once the automotive's in your blood, you can't remove it. I think that's from my dad. I can remember being 6 and 7 years old, helping pump the brakes on our Caprice Classic, spending time with him and enjoying learning all the technical things. It was all cool to me.
Michelle Batson is a service advisor at Yim Auto Group in Galesburg. She's definitely not your typical gearhead.
My instructor at Carl Sandburg pushed me harder than he pushed the rest of the guys, and it turned out to be something that I was good at. It's just something I love. Yim is an awesome family atmosphere. When the customers come in, they can feel that. In such a small town, it feels good to feel like you are home.
If you have that same passion for working on cars, Yim Auto Group would like to talk to you. Right now, they're looking for diesel mechanics, factory-trained technicians, and someone for their parts counter.
We're always looking for really good people. We pride ourselves on being professional, so if you've got a good sense of humor and a good heart, you'll fit right in.
Learn more about joining the service team at Yim Auto Group today. Go to galesburg.info, keyword Yim.
It's one of those things you have to try on.
I told you, I'm never going swimsuit shopping with you again.
I'm talking about sunglasses.
Go on.
Designer sunglasses.
Even better. I never leave the house without my shades. Mostly because I never have time to do my eye makeup.
Well, that's good, because you really do need to protect your eyes from the sun. And Kehoe Eye Care carries all the best brands. Coach, Vera Bradley, Ray-Ban, Oakley, and Maui Jim.
Can you get them with prescription lenses?
Is coffee the most important food group?
So why are we still talking? Let's go try on.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Concrete is one of the most expensive and imperative parts of any building project. Whether you're laying the foundation for your dream home or putting in a decorative concrete patio, Courtright Construction of Oneida is the best in the business. So give them a call. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Calling all super fans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More. Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook.
The official WGIL forecast for the rest of tonight. Clear skies, a low of 28. Sunshine for tomorrow, a high of 52. Clear skies for tomorrow night, a low of 31. Mostly sunny on Sunday, a high of 56. Becoming cloudy Sunday night with rain likely, a low of 40. And cloudy skies for Monday with rain likely as well, with a high of 51. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 43 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks fall in the Class 3A Regional Championship here at Dunlap. Absolute heartbreaker. Their first lead of the game was on the first basket at 2-0. Sterling led the entire rest of the game until Galesburg took a 47-46 lead with under a minute to go, about 40 seconds to go in the game, on a Nick Fields steal of an inbound at half court and a layup. And then Sterling gets a basket back on an offensive rebound tip out. They just battle a little bit harder. Streaks got the defensive stop that they wanted, but Sterling got, and I might add, a very rare offensive rebound that got them the second opportunity. Micah Kendrick got the winning basket down low. And then the Streaks, after calling their final timeout with just under 8 seconds left, again, just some not real crisp passing. Sterling ended up getting a turnover, or a steal on the Streaks turnover. Their 18th of the game. All Galesburg could do was foul. Micah Kendrick missed the front end of the 1-1, but the Streaks had no timeouts remaining and had to take it the length of the court with 3 seconds left. And the best they could do because of that was a heave by Jalen McCants from about 10 feet short of the half court line. And it was well off the mark. And the Streaks, what a heartbreaking end to a terrific season in which they overachieved as far as a lot of people were concerned. Steve, you and I talked early on. We thought this team could have a pretty darn successful year. And they were 2 points away from getting to play again next week, and this one's going to hurt for a while for these kids, but hopefully they'll be able to look back at what they did accomplish. But, man, what do you say to the kids in the locker room in a situation like this? You've been down there with Mike. The words cannot come easy,
no,
I'm sure.
No, and the words are not, and it stings. It stings really, really hard. But again, the sun, as we talk about, will come up again tomorrow. This isn't the end of the world. I think what you do is you look back at your body of work here, and this group of kids won 22 ball games. They played an exciting brand of basketball. They're all very likable young men.
Oh, yeah.
They did it as a team. They epitomize, you know, what you want in a high school athletic team. And all of those components add up to a very successful season, even though we couldn't get over the hump here tonight. I think when you look back on it, as you said before, I don't think too many people gave this ball club much of a chance to do anything this season. And got some big wins, again, played an exciting brand of basketball, and came within an eyelash here of winning a regional championship here tonight against a very, very good ball club, fighting back, and again, showing their tenacity and not giving up. I mean, all just positive attributes that you look at for anyone, and especially a young athletic team, that will serve them well the rest of their life, the kinds of values and the kinds of things they learn here, and they learn here within this teamwork, and just a tough one here, but they look back at this, they're going to have fond memories, and they achieved a lot.
It's not really anything a coach can tell a team in a situation like this, so how much, and I'm not trying to guess how long it's going to take for Mike to come out here, I'm just wondering how much talking does a coach even do in a situation like this, really?
No, I mean, and it's certainly, you know, it's very low key. Emotions are down in there. You know, you try to highlight those positives. You talk about those things that you can learn from here. You appreciate their efforts. You're proud of them. And all of those things are authentic and very true here about this ball club. And like I said, you can go back and analyze all of the X's and O's and the specifics and the particulars here on your own as a coaching staff. And for those players coming back, you know, now you'll have your exit meetings and take a look at what needs to be done individually and as a team for those players that are coming back. You know, thank those guys and do whatever you can for those fellows that are leaving you. And then you start the cycle all over again. It's a 12-month thing, and nobody outworks this Silver Streaks coaching staff and Coach Reynolds. And that's one of the reasons that we become – one of the fine basketball programs again in Illinois. We won't be outworked, and we'll get moving here again with weights and open gyms after those exit meetings and set the stage and the tone for where we go into the next season. And again, looking back in this season, and I think feeling proud of what we've achieved, even though we're very disappointed here tonight.
Meanwhile, Moline defeated Danville tonight.
Never would have seen that coming.
Isn't that something?
Not would have seen that coming.
Rock Island defeated Normal West. So those two teams are going to play in the sectional semifinal. Rock Falls, the top seed in this sectional, lost to Dixon tonight. So we had said this sectional was pretty much wide open and up for grabs, and there's another example of it right there. So the one and the two seeds are out, but by no means is this an upset here tonight. Yes, the team is upset. We are upset for them, but not an upset in terms of the team that knocks Galesburg out of the postseason here. Coach Mike Reynolds heading this direction now, so we'll find out what the coach has to say in our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And let's find out the coach's thoughts. Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, Coach, this is, I know you well. I know what you put into this. I know there's not words to describe the disappointment after we got ourselves all the way back in this. But I want to talk a little bit about, and we were just talking about this ball club, no one expected this to happen to these kids. They achieved immensely, and I think that's due to you and your coaching staff. You played an exciting brand of basketball. You played it as a team. This group was easy to root for. We never quit here tonight, got back in the ball game, just couldn't get over the hump, could we?
No, it's a frustrating loss. You know, you get up 48-47, you have a chance to –
close the
game.
Deal. Yeah.
Yeah, and we can't get, you know, I don't want to say it's like last year, but, I mean, we were one rebound away from winning the game. We get to rebound, we're going to make two free throws, and we put them on the run. You know, we just, I don't know.
There are a lot of opportunities here tonight in terms of a number of chances where we were down two with the ball.
Yeah.
Forced a turnover, had the ball back. There were numerous opportunities earlier in the game where we just couldn't get over the hump. Did you feel like the kids were maybe, as you have said before, trying to go too fast in some cases?
A little bit, but, you know, I mean, we trust our guys.
Sure.
And, did they make some mistakes? Yeah, we made our fair share, but nobody plays harder than we do. And you know, we played extremely hard. And, I think we'll look back mainly to the first half. We missed a lot of shots around the rim, missed a lot of free throws. And we were a little tight in the first half offensively. I thought we were better in the second half. I thought Khalil had a big second half. You know, I thought Jalen played, you know, he had a lot of turnovers. But, you know, he's been as good a player as anybody.
Make things happen, doesn't
it? Yeah, and, you know, we tried to get it to him there at the end, and we just couldn't seem to connect. You know, we tried to get him going to the rim, but, you know. It didn't work.
Defensively, and that's been our calling card since you got here. We're as good a defensive team as there is around. We really did a good job. The box and one, you're a master at coming up with defenses.
Well, that didn't seem to work very well.
Well, I mean, we got that kid into foul trouble. He wasn't very good. We got them to not be very good and be confused. You got to be pleased with your defense here, especially in the first half. And
yeah, I mean, we gave up 27 points, you know, but some of those were because we turned it over and they ran down and laid it in.
Yep.
And We just could never get in a good enough rhythm offensively. They were able to, you know, they're long and aggressive. They were able to keep us out of a lot of things. It was a very physical game. I think both teams are used to that, but it was a very physical game. And you know, we just needed one more play. I mean, you know, just one more play.
Let me talk to you. Let me ask you about what the message was at halftime, because I don't know that there was necessarily a philosophical shift in the second half. We just seemed to execute better in the second half. Was there more sort of trying to just sort of calm the guys down in the locker room and just sort of use that time as a reset? Or was there an adjustment you felt like you were trying to make with the kids to put the second half together like you did?
Well, I just said we got to fight. We got to be who we are. You know, I don't think we backed down, but I think offensively we did around the rim. I thought we shied away from contact. We just got to blast through them. That's what we said that for the last month. You know, if we're going to lose, we're going to lose going down. And we did. Our league prepares us for a lot. You know, I mean, it prepared us for this. We just couldn't seem to get the one or two plays we needed to get ourselves over the hump.
And let me ask you, here at the end of the game, you got a sophomore and a freshman out there in a regional championship.
Yeah.
Late in the third quarter, I know Jalen kind of got lost with the kid who got the layup.
Yeah.
And you called the timeout right before the end of the third quarter, and that timeout was almost exclusively you and Jalen.
Yeah.
Share a little bit about you're as much as anything trying to, I guess, build him up
and remind him
how important he is.
He's just got to know we believe in him. We love him. We believe in him. And we know he's going to be a great player for 2 years. Shoot, he's been our most consistent player here for the last 2 months. He's been extremely, extremely good since Martin Luther King. And, you know, did he have some hiccups tonight? Yeah. You know, he turned the ball over. But would we have taken almost anybody else out with those? Maybe out. But, you know, I believe him. I trust him with the ball. That's why we tried to get it to him at the end. And I thought he'd make a play for us. But, you know, we couldn't seem to get the ball inbounds in the right spot. And, that kind of happens sometimes.
You know, this is very hard for you. I know this, and it's hard for me to be around this with all the time you put in. But I can tell you this, and I know Brad and our fans feel, that we're proud of you. We're proud of the way that you coach. We're proud of the way this ball club played. You know, any goal of a team is to be better at the end than they were at the beginning, and you were appreciably better than that. We've got a bright future here, and you're always a stand-up guy. You come up here, and I know, knowing you, how disappointing and just gut-kicking this one is here, but I know that you'll get back to work, and this ball club will be back again next year, and we'll be competing for exactly all those things that we always compete for, and that's championships.
Coach, we appreciate your time. You give a lot to us as well throughout the season, and including even on nights like this when I know it's really hard, but I appreciate coming up and sharing some thoughts with the listeners as you always do regularly. Congratulations on a great season.
Thank you.
48-47, the final is Sterling advances their 13th consecutive win. Galesburg ends the season 22-11. We'll give you our final statistics when we come back from Dunlap on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder. And time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Listen to another Democratic Candidates for Governor debate from Chicago Monday night at 6 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
48-47 Sterling over Galesburg to wrap up the regular season for Galesburg here in the Class 3A Regional Final. Our post-game statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
You know, not to belabor the point there, Brad, in terms of talking to Coach Reynolds, as an old coach and being his assistant for all those years, I'm disappointed for the kids and our fans.
No
question. Absolutely. But I'm also disappointed for that man there. I see he literally puts his heart and soul into this. He's achieved lots. I know that this ball club, like we said, is overachieved. Couldn't get over the hump tonight. I know and can tell and feel the disappointment that he feels from this. And I know he'll get over it and come back. But I feel terrible for Coach Reynolds and his coaching staff here tonight in terms of all they put into this. And just a tough loss in every way, shape, or form. But again, as we said, you look at this and the whole body of work here later, this has been a real successful season in terms of what they've achieved with where they started and what they had coming back. Field goal percentage-wise, streaks, great fourth quarter. We were 6 out of 12 in this big-time comeback. We ended up the game 17 out of 44 to shoot 38% after shooting only 27% in the first half. 2 out of 7 from beyond the arc. Sterling, 22 out of 37, only got 37 shots off, but shot beautifully, took advantage of a lot of close-range shots at 59%, 2 out of 6 with a 3-ball. Again, we talk about that statistics can be misleading. You talk about how rebounds normally aren't, but tonight rebounding was misleading. We out-rebounded them 30-17 and had a huge advantage on the offensive glass, but Coach Reynolds mentioned, and we said that we couldn't finish, and I think that he hit the nail on the head in that we couldn't play through contact. We were intimidated by their length. You sometimes alter the shot. You see things. You don't concentrate the way you normally. You're looking sort of around the corner there as you put your stick backs up, and we couldn't get those converted. So there's where it's misleading. We had our chances, couldn't convert on the offensive glass. Turnover-wise, we had 18 of them, 15 for them. But, again, we know our 18 were those. Many of those
killers.
Were those unforced.
Just killers.
That are bad passes that lead to the live ball turnovers and layups on the other end. And, as you say, literally just killers and the difference tonight here. And, again, after getting that lead, you know, committing that turnover out there in the middle of the floor and trying to get the last shot in the winning basket.
Free throw shooting. Sterling finished just 4 out of 8. Galesburg was 11 out of 18 at the line. Individual scoring, Micah Kendrick led Sterling in scoring with 15. Alec Duran finished with 14, the only two players for the Warriors in double figures. Sean Gingrich had 5. Marquez Williams, Isaiah Ryan each with 4. So did Tyler Willman, and Aiden Shore had 2. For the Silver Streaks, two players in double figures, appropriately led by the seniors, Khalil Hodge and Andrew Anderson. They each finished with 15 here tonight, including 8 in the fourth quarter for Hodge. Cornell Dotson fouled out of the game with 5. Jalen McCants had 6 and 10 rebounds to lead the Streaks. Jacob Carl, Eric Price, and Nick Fields all had two. Once again, Nick Fields, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game for the steal and the layup that put the Streaks on top 47-46 with under a minute to go in the game.
That was a Havlicek stole the ball for the Celtics for those old-timers back in the 60s there. That's one of the most famous steals in the history of basketball. Nick was right there to make that steal and anticipate it and thought that could be that play that got us over the hump. But nevertheless, but he is Dave's Auto Body's Crunch Time Player of the Game from that great play.
Such a tip of the hat, though, to Khalil, who had just, I thought, just one of his best games of the season. He was terrific in the fourth quarter.
Made his foul shots, made
eight
key
out of
baskets.
Eight out of eight at the free throw line. Yep.
I enjoyed, I'll tell you, you know, these were kids that I didn't get a chance to coach. I'd retired. But I look at these seniors, Khalil. I look at Andrew, Jacob, Clark, Eric, Cornell.
Yep.
I mean, these kids were great young men. They gave it everything they had on the floor. They played an exciting brand of basketball. They never gave up. Just a joy to watch here and be a part of a broadcast of their ball games. Very proud of these young men.
And you don't want to overlook what guys like Jacob Young and Eric Davidson
and yes,
did
Jacob
behind
Young,
the scenes as
I
much as
I couldn't forget
anything.
Jacob Young. Jacob is just a great guy, played golf for me. I looked right over the roster there. Jacob is the kind of guy you want on your team, a fine basketball player and athlete. And did everything to make these guys better. And like I said, I enjoyed him thoroughly with my golf team. He could be on any of my teams anytime.
Sterling wins at 48-47. Final thoughts from Dunlap when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
My AC better work this year.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for spring air conditioner servicing to make sure yours works all season long. In Galesburg, call 342-5820. McConnell Heating and Cooling. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
You could win up to $500 cash just by wearing the new gray WGIL button. Available for free in many locations. Find out where at WGIL.com.
48-47, Sterling's 13th consecutive victory ends the Galesburg season in the Class 3A Regional Final. And what a night it's been overall for the Western Big Six. We told you Rock Island with really an upset over Normal West. Granted, the Rocks were playing on their home court. They certainly took advantage of that, beating a favorite Normal West team. Moline going on the road at Danville and knocking out Danville, a team that we saw and knew how good they were.
That is an enormous accomplishment right there.
And Quincy at home knocks off Alton. Not so much of a surprise there, and they won at 57-36. So three Western Big Six
in
teams
4A.
Advance in yes. 4A to the sectional. And you count Alleman getting to the sectional in 2A. And here's Galesburg just a point away. Just a point away to making it five Western Big Six teams that would have advanced to their sectional. Steve, I have to say before we close things out, what a extreme pleasure it's been.
Boy,
to
a pleasure
have you
to work
on board
with you. What a
year.
Professional. And just had a blast. And we got to see a wonderful and exciting basketball season here. Proud of these guys, and just a pleasure and an honor to work with you.
Hope it was as much fun for you as it was for me. I had a great
Absolutely.
Time. So our thanks to many broadcast engineers throughout the season who helped us out here for Silver Streaks boys basketball. Probably none more than Cody McIntyre, who was with us again tonight. James
Cody,
Noble
wonderful. James Noble,
helped
wonderful.
Helped us last week, and so we thank all of our guys for helping us out back at the studios, and certainly to our sponsors here on WGIL for all the things that they do. Dave's Auto Body sponsoring the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Galesburg Nissan providing our transportation throughout the season.
Great sponsors.
Our feature sponsors here on WGIL, Courtright Construction, McDonald's and Galesburg and Knoxville, Craddy Insurance, Breedlove Sporting Goods, Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, and just a number of just terrific sponsors helping us out for Silver Streaks boys, girls, basketball, and football as well. So hate to see it end, but we can certainly look back on a really solid accomplishment by this team. A
lot of memorable moments.
We just wish it could have gone on for at least another week, but there's never a good time to end.
Unless
it's in the state tournament.
These are never a good time to end, and we got a promising season, I think, and a future here, again, as we start the 2018-19 season next November.
Final score, 48-47. Sterling advances. Galesburg ends the regular season 22-11. To the Hall of Famer, to my right, Steve Cheeseman, I'm Brad Binowitz. Thanks for being with us throughout the season here for Galesburg High School boys basketball, and good night from Dunlap.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.